Woo.
I mean, that is just like, it pumps me up immediately. Are we ready to get started with our gratitude
that
today?
That is. Yes, I am ready.
Go ahead.
I am. Don't. Oh, I am. We are recording. Rocking and rolling.
Already?
Yes. I'm grateful
that we're on top of it.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, you go next really quick.
I'm grateful that we're on top of it and I got everything plugged in and things are working good. And
I'm grateful we're on episode 10. I'm grateful for the new stickers on our microphone. I'm grateful that you're totally getting into it. I'm grateful that we made it in here earlier and earlier each day. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful that everybody's here listening. And
yeah,
so.
I'm grateful that just for our life. I'm grateful for all the comments and likes and
people really loving the stuff.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
It matters.
It does matter.
This is episode 10.
Yes, yeah. I'm grateful for episode 10 for having the intrinsic motivation just to get going. Hello and welcome to another episode of Plantspiration Unplugged, where John and Stephanie Ignafo, founders of the nonprofit Plantspiration that we started to help people prevent reverse disease and save some animals and the planet at the same time. Welcome.
People know us for losing 250 pounds mm-hmm. and reversing a slew of our own diseases, but now people know us for reaching and teaching people all over the world how to lose weight, prevent and reverse disease, and feel great too. I'm so grateful for everybody being here, listening in.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Don't forget to subscribe, share, like. We don't want you to miss a thing, and I can't believe... I just want to say, this is Plantspiration Unplugged.
Yeah, I just love
it. I don't want to talk about work almost in here. Like, that's how I feel.
Well, it doesn't seem like work.
Well, it's been a busy day. It's been a bit... Oh, let me get this moved in here. Look, yeah. I didn't even get situated.
How come it doesn't really... It doesn't really feel like work, you know?
Sometimes, but sometimes it does.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it takes work to get in here, for goodness sakes. it takes work to get in here, I realized. You know what I mean? We've had our moments. You know what it is? A lot of people say, oh, you make it look so easy. You make it look so easy. What do I make look so easy? The cooking classes, the coaching, the lives every day, the posting on Facebook, the social media, the marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like not.
Do I make it look easy?
There's not. You do, and you're great at what you do. Because you don't have a team to take care of all your socials.
I got a team.
And, well, not like taking care of your socials. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean
that's fun, but it's work. It is work.
Well, every time we would have a meeting about it, it would go back to who else could do what she's doing. I mean, yeah. I actually am having so much fun doing it that it doesn't seem like a job to me to post mm-hmm. on social media. The job is. Mm-hmm. Making room so I could post more because I do want to post more.
I know. Well, that's what it is. We're like, well, let's figure out what jobs we can take away from her so she has more time to do that social stuff because you're great at it.
That did happen. It did. And what was the conclusion to that?
I don't know. You're doing great. So we took away some, definitely, there was a lot of website things and a lot of member stuff, you know.
Remember that time I didn't get payments for a year?
Yeah. Hey, no problem.
See, just... And it didn't bother me. Like, I never even mentioned anything. I was like so busy doing what I was doing. I was like, well, that just happened. That wasn't mm-hmm. working. Mm-hmm. I do love that part of it. Well, I love all the parts of it. I do not love the website part of it at all. Zero.
I don't like it either.
I'm not motivated to do anything for the website because I feel like everything I'm doing is I'm doing. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. If we take away. From what you're, because you're doing more now, like I was saying, because you were trying to do everything and even like throwing it over, you know, I'll take a look at it. I'm like, I don't know anything about this website stuff. We need to find a guy.
The website stuff was hard. The taxes stuff was hard. I always talk about that.
Yeah, those two things. We need a guy and another guy.
I love the meetings we have.
Or girl.
True. I love the meetings. I love the board meetings. I guess that's part of, you know, what goes on in the back of my life. People, everybody likes to have a meeting with me because it's quick.
Yeah.
I don't like messing around. I get right to it.
Yeah.
Like our board meetings. We got 30 minutes. Let's talk about all the good stuff going on. Let's talk about how we can improve it. And let's get everybody back to kicking ass.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And I say, if you don't like coming to my meetings, then I'm doing something wrong and let me know.
Mm-hmm.
That is my method. It's working.
I love it.
It's working because we wouldn't be... Goodness sakes. Hold on. Let's take a breath for a minute, everybody.
Nice.
We're always running. We're always going. I'm always thinking about work. But I love it. It's hard to kind of unplug, but this is supposed to be like where we're unplugging. So I'm going to ask you this right off the cuff. How was your week, by the way? We have not had a chance to talk. We do this thing. Hold on. Before I get, I'll give you a minute to think about it because I know you don't love being on the spot. We had a really busy week. We really didn't get a chance to talk about what we were going to do in here. I mean, we did. We said, you know, I think we should talk about intrinsic motivation. It's like week three. You kind of see what I'm doing over here. And in itself, don't forget, this podcast was us saying, you know what? We're going to practice what we teach. We're going to start something that we've been wanting to do. And we're going to go to the top and we're going to show you how we do it right here by just practicing everything that we keep talking about every week in every episode. This is exactly what we've been doing to get to where we're at, which is episode 10.
That's right.
So before we get into more of that, and obviously, we're going to be breaking out the Plantspiration Health Report. How was your week?
Busy because I can't even focus on one thing to happen because it's over.
It's over. You're already on to the next.
I am. I mean, really, it was just, I don't know, work, stuff I love doing, you know, going to work and working here. And
did you have a win? Like, do you have a highlight of your week you could point out?
Probably.
And I'm just winging this right now,
by
the way.
Yeah, me too, because seriously, I just...
You can't think about your week?
Yeah, I could, but I need a little more prep time. Seriously, I've been thinking about...
like 10 minutes?
Our show and doing this there and having fun. And
it does take work.
I was just... My work and during, you know, in the shops and doing stuff has just been work. I love doing it, but... I'm just thinking about our getting in here.
So I want to make it to where exactly that you think about the fun part of it, because if it starts becoming pressure, we know it's over.
Yeah.
If it starts becoming pressure, we're going to start breaking down, because it's happened, by the way. It's happened. If the pressure's on, like, I am very used to this.
Okay.
I guess, is that a way to look at it?
I suppose.
I'm in it. Like, I'm just doing it. I can get out here and talk about this 24/7, just nonstop. But you're not as used to it.
I'm an engineer, mechanical. Exactly. Like, I'm more of a thinker, dude. I don't do talking unless it's like I got something to say.
I think this is good that people know, because it is why it works for us. Like, I'm over here. Like that. And you're always listening to the engine.
Yeah, I'm just like, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
Assessing,
exactly. And when we got to this whole point about doing the podcast, there's been a lot that goes into it. And of course, everybody starts something, and you know, just from being a mechanical engineer, machinist, starting your own shop, that takes work. What do you think the number one thing is that machine shops fail when people say they're going to go out on their own? Like, you know, you say all the time, like, everybody wants to have machines in their garage.
Yeah. Well, they just don't even get that far.
How come?
I don't know. I mean, I've only really known of three other people.
What do you think?
In my whole, you know, really? Over 35 years or whatever in trade.
How long have you been in this trade, by the way?
I think it's around that, 35-ish, somewhere around there. Since 88.
Really?
Yeah. A bunch. A long time.
That's a long time. And like you always say, everybody wants to get machines. You know, everybody wants to be their own boss. Everybody wants to work for themselves. Yeah. Everybody wants to wake up when they want to wake up. But man, that takes a little bit of work. It takes a little bit of intrinsic motivation. And it takes understanding what that is that kind of keeps you going.
Yeah.
Because this is not the path you started on.
No.
Like, when I met you, you were, what were you doing?
What do you mean? What? Working on my car. Working on my hot rod.
Yeah, what? I'll never forget that.
Working at a car dealership.
Yeah, that part. Mm-hmm. It was not what you wanted to do.
No, I thought it was, because I like working on mechanical stuff.
So you started kind of getting motivated by that.
Yeah, definitely. And I got an opportunity to start at a car dealer. And
that didn't last. Something else happened, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you start out as a porter cleaning cars and doing stuff like that. And then I was like the detail master, buffing all the stuff, making it nice for the showrooms and that. And then
we were dating right about that, by the way. We were dating right about then. You had the Nova.
Right, right.
You were chilling.
Yeah.
Hey, you gotta meet Johnny.
Yeah, I built my car. You know, it's fun thing. And then just watching the mechanics and seeing, and then they're like over arguing over jobs and finding out what seniority means, you know.
And you're watching.
Yeah, and I'm watching, and I'm like second guessing everything all of a sudden. Like, I don't know, man. It looks like, you know, it's hard work. Like, these guys are really getting into it every day and arguing over jobs. I've been here longer, you know. Wow. That brake job is mine. So I saw two guys really going at it one day. Yeah, I was like, wow, these guys are going to duke it out.
What were you thinking? Like, I got to get into that?
I was like, I got to get closer and see what's going on.
That's what made you want to get into that?
No. I had to see what was the argument. You know, and that was the first time I heard the word seniority. You know, I'm like 19 or whatever. I'm like, what is this? Seniority.
Love it.
Oh, this dude's been here longer. Okay, he's got a pick of the jobs.
Okay.
It's like a union shop and everything. And oh, there's no screwing around there. So the guy that had more seniority, he's over there doing the brake job, and I see him. I go by him. You know, he's cutting the rotors on a little lathe thing there, you know, the brake rotor cutter, make your brakes all fresh. And I'm like, you know, he gives me some safety glasses and just talking to him for a minute. And I'm watching him cut it. I'm like, man, I remember metal shop in high school. That was cool.
I actually took metals.
I'm like, that was cool. Did you really?
I did. I made a dustpan.
Nice. Oh, that was eighth grade.
Hey, still, I took it.
Hey, yeah, you learn sheet metal and
so you're over
on
there.
The bender and all that stuff. And
I got an understanding.
And riveting it together, right? Drilling holes and riveting. Yeah, right?
It's crafty.
Yeah, it's crafty. So I'm watching this guy and just the argument that they had, and I was thinking back how cool metal shop was. And I'm like, you know what? I thought to myself, I was close, but this isn't it. Machinist, mechanic. I'm like, I left within probably a month. I left. I remember I was in the uni making $8.11 an hour.
Wow.
Woo! And I was there like 3 years by the time I left. So yeah, I was older. I was 18, 20-ish, something like that, 21 almost. And by the time I saw this happen, and then I was like, No, I gotta go. So I just left $8.11 an hour to start at a machine shop, $5 an hour
just
on the
like
bottom.
That. What motivated you to do that?
It was totally intrinsic. It was deep inside. I don't know. It was just a feeling I had. Like, this is what I'm supposed to do. I really can't even pinpoint to what. I've always worked on stuff. So in my past life, I was a blacksmith or something. I can just picture it now, making everybody swords and horseshoes.
Field. I'm like, what? Yeah. So what a great way to, and what a great way to talk about that, or to realize like how to be intrinsically motivated. It was something you just wanted to do. You didn't care if anybody was like,
well,
are you nuts?
I didn't care. The money didn't matter. I mean, I had a car payment. I had insurance to pay.
Yeah.
And I didn't, I recall never really calculating, sitting down like, well, if I make this much an hour, am I gonna be able to pay my shit? It didn't matter. Just gonna do it.
You found your intrinsic motivation in that moment, and look at where it's led you today.
I know.
There's many steps when we look back and we think about, not only did you now have your job and then you continued to climb, then we were apart for like 6-7 years. So we broke up right around here. And we got back together, and you were doing the machine thing.
Yeah. Well, my first 3.5 years of that company, it was what I was supposed to do, because I learned everything there was about the whole freaking shop, and loved it, and became the manager of the machine shop. And just
wow. Like, yeah. I know when you told me that, I was like, damn, we should get married. This guy's got it together. I did. I saw you like that. You were like hardworking. You never missed a day. I mean, you were just going at it.
Yeah,
and I was like, all right, you absolutely loved what you did. I guess that's what it was. But you didn't like always who you were working for or working under.
Right.
That was, you know, the only issue.
Yeah, that's a lot of issue with people.
So what
I love the work, but the people I work would suck or this or that. And I don't know, everybody's usually cool in machine shops and stuff, but the owner, the boss, whatever, just...
How did you get...
What is that saying? You get more... bees with honey or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It was just hard working at some places.
So you're going along, and I don't know these questions. That's why I'm asking you, actually. Like, we're unplugging in here. We're gonna stick to what we came here to do.
I can't follow a script anyways. So.
That's what we're realizing. We would go over this, and it was kind of stressing us out.
Yeah.
People think it looks so easy, but there's a lot going on in the background over here, and that's really what this is about.
Yeah.
How are we doing everything we're doing and kind of rolling it into why we keep, you know, crushing stuff and overcoming obstacles from weight to businesses to relationship to...
I'm just laughing because there's like, yeah, totally. There's like four different...
Don't tell them that. I'm a little controlling.
Four different boards, whiteboards in here, and I don't look at any of them because...
And I know that, but I was like, maybe if I have... I don't know what's wrong.
You got to have notes. You got to have some topics.
I got to be organized.
The main thing here is that right there. There's nothing to do but to do it.
I love that phrase. So I wrote that down. Like, mm-hmm. we're just going to... So usually the boards are blowing up, and I'm like, I look like that guy on that dry erase board literally before the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
From the boss or whatever that show is.
Yeah.
And he's pointing to all the arrows. If anybody's... knows what I'm talking about. That's what it looks like before I start the podcast. And John is going, what the hell are you talking about? You said we were going to talk about intrinsic motivation. Now you got 13 whiteboards. I mean, for Christmas, everybody's getting me dry erase boards and more dry erase markers and more dry erase boards. Then I started building more of them up, and I noticed it was making you more nervous. It was creating more stress. You were losing intrinsic motivation when I was putting all this shit up saying, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah. But at least we honed in on what you like doing and bought you more sharp dry erase markers and actually an eraser for the board instead of all these wadded up paper towels all over.
In case people didn't recognize, and I found this out early on in therapy, and I didn't want to hear it, and I said, don't talk about it, don't write it down, don't even get your paper out, I would tell her, are you writing something down? Take it away right now. Don't write it down. But there is something that always sticks in the back of my mind that I guess I cannot deny. I have a little ADHD. But I don't talk about it because I don't identify with it. I know that it's something I have to deal with, and I've learned ways to lasso it in. And as soon as I talk about it, everybody starts, you know, mentioning it to me. I'm like, hey, don't remind me. So I have to have notes to be organized, you know.
That's a good thing.
It is. I didn't realize I needed notes until I had a business and was running a nonprofit and having meetings and coaching people and doing lives. So there's where I found this to be a superpower for me. I just had to get it organized.
Totally. Because you can tear it up. You can wing it. You can do all that. But it's nice. But it's nice having an outline of, you know, where, like, just kind of,
yeah.
Kind of some kind of frame to stay in, you know, okay, so the picture doesn't get too messy.
Well, I have a habit of I just go for it, and that's one of my strengths.
You do great.
I just go for it, and I just wing it. And as I wing it, I'm like,
well,
I know what not to do. You
know? I can just see them in the back, you know, up on the TV. Well, she's not even looking at the prompter. Here she goes.
This is true. So we're really learning how to get things done, and we're sharing it with everybody in a very vulnerable way. And then the reason why this whole conversation came up is because this is the busiest time of year right now. Everybody's ready to get healthy. Everybody's really into it. And I'm honing in on, like, how do I get everybody to stay intrinsically motivated?
Definitely. We're getting closer to that 3-week mark where people are dropping off New Year's resolutions or any goals during the year. I mean, 3 weeks is... critical.
A lot of times while I'm doing thoughts for the podcast, it's coming through with the things that I'm working on with people, and it's very relatable to ourselves. So I'm always, you know, assessing. I'm always using critical thinking, reassessing. So if this is getting stressful at some point, it was something you wanted to do. You were like, let's get in here.
I didn't know I'd be like a deer in the headlights. Like, what the hell's wrong with me? How come I'm not comfortable?
Well, that's because I needed to reassess and see what I could do to help make this more motivating and more what we wanted to do it for. And I had to say to you, like, I had to really rethink it and think, what makes you want to do this? And sometimes we get distracted by all the other stuff going on, and you can't even focus on, why do I want to do this?
That's like with anything in life. You got to get back to your why.
We got to get back to the why.
Yeah.
why do you want to do
this?
Oh,
are you really asking me
right
now?
Yeah, I'm going to really ask you, I guess. See, so here's no notes anymore. There's because, no notes. It's like we're just winging it. This is
the unplugged
part.
Well, it's easier to answer without notes because I just,
intrinsic.
Like machining or how I felt about it is just how I feel about this. I think people really need to just hear regular people talking about regular shit that we're all going through that
life
nobody wants to talk about.
Life.
And how life.
To, yeah, just really, life stuff. It. You know, how are we getting through all this stuff? How did we make all these changes that were so significant? How did I lose the 100 pounds, keep it off? How did I tell my whole family, hey, this is what we're doing, take it or leave it? You know, and I realize it all comes down to intrinsic motivation. And I've really worked hard on bringing that awareness and that self-awareness to people on how to get that intrinsic motivation by looking at how did I do this?
How did I do it right?
How did I do this?
But I mean, you kept that going way back when we were first starting this and everything and keeping us all motivated and letting them know, hey, I can't control what you're doing outside of the house, but
it's my superpower.
Do what you want to do. And hey, you know, right in the beginning, they might have ate something outside the house. I'm like, man, I feel like crap. I did it. I remember. I was just remembering back the other day. You helped me remember. Back right in the beginning where I was like, nah, but I still need my tuna. I need tuna still.
Oh, in the beginning of us going plant-based, wanting to bring in tuna. Did you bring the tuna in? I think you kind of did.
Well,
it in.
I was one. You knew about it. I'm like, I got to just see, you know, because I was getting this rash on my thighs, and then it was gone all of a sudden.
I pointed out to you. I was like, wow.
Oh, wow, yeah. Like, man, but I really want my tuna. And I had one more meal of it, a can made of a couple of sandwiches, whatever. And immediately, I had the same rash on my thighs. I'm like, all right. This is poison.
It's a motivator. And that can be a motivator for people, too. And that's what it took for you to kind of see that.
Yeah, yeah. But that was definitely an outside motivator. It was kind of a mixture of both extrinsic and intrinsic because I saw it. I wanted, oh, yeah. But, like, I saw the rash and everything and really took it in. My health is way more important than what my taste buds are saying. And since then, now I just make it out of chickpeas, and it's freaking amazing, and I get the same taste and mouthfeel, and happy. And
we do eat everything that we want to eat. Seriously. But I didn't know that in the beginning. If I would have started in the beginning, was like, I can't have everything I wanted, and I focused on that because I did. Well, reality was the very first time I heard about going plant-based, I thought, I have to give up cheese. I have to give up this. I'm not doing it. Yeah. So I wasn't
intrigued.
No vodka.
Forget it.
We got a lot of feedback.
Like,
on that.
Wait a minute. It's made out of potatoes. I think we're going to be good.
Let me go back to asking you this, I guess. And then you're going along your life. You're doing all awesome. Actually, you always have been a great provider, working so hard. Mm-hmm. Then you decide you want your own machine shop. Mm-hmm. What motivated you to do that? And then you kept it up for how many years now?
21, I think.
Wow.
21. Yeah. Yeah. 20. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, 3 November.
We don't talk about your wins enough. I mean, we do talk about them, but we could talk more about, like, wow, that's impressive, actually.
I think it was great.
What motivated you to start your own?
I just knew I could. Like, I want to do this. I totally can. I can already see I have customers that I know I could have. You know, I know I can sell, basically. I mean, I started the shop.
You guys, I knew I had customers. Pulled the ripcord on John right now.
Well, I've never had, you know, I'm like, okay, I know who I can have as customers. So I'm like, all right, I'll deal with this. I sold my hot rod. It's what I did. The hot rod. I sold it. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to sell my car.
That I met him in.
Yeah. I'm like, I can sell my car.
396 big block tubbed out with 18-inch wheels. I remember I got you the race car seats for Christmas 1 year.
Pro streeter.
You would start it up in the garage. Tubbed. The whole house would shake.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get that back one day.
Yeah, that's fun. It's fun. But I'm like, I'm older. But anyway.
You made a sacrifice is what
you did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You made a sacrifice.
I guess so, yeah. But it was like...
You needed the money to get the machines, so yeah, you sold the car.
I sold the car so I could buy the machines, you know? Yeah. And then plus, I needed the car out of the garage to put the machine, so it was like a win-win.
I was so busy
with the kids, I could make money right here at the house. I don't have to go outside and get a second job. I could do it here in the evening. It was like an easy sell.
While you were making all these decisions, I was just saying, like, I was so busy dealing with the kids. Oh, yeah. I couldn't even think about anything you were doing. I was so consumed by that. I didn't, yeah. I mean, I supported everything. I was like, definitely. Yeah. I was always like,
that's where you were taking care of the kids. And I'm like making sure everybody is good and you can do your job of taking care of the kids in the house.
You
and,
made it easy.
You know,
I didn't have to worry about nothing. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you made it easy. I mean, helping just everything you did with the kids and the house and just taking care of me and family in the house and all that.
I took all those skills and I turned it into a CEO entrepreneur.
I'm telling you.
Because that was some hustling and bustling, mm-hmm. what we kind of did. And that's what I mean about that self-awareness and kind of, you know, all the things that I was learning in life that I wasn't applying. It was like, if you would just focus on all the good stuff going mm-hmm. on, Stephanie, and I'd be like, what does that have? Don't write that down. You know what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
So talking about intrinsic motivation when you started your business, just to keep it going, mm-hmm. this is where I knew I wanted to go with you to say we have to find our motivation into doing things. Because if I force it and I say, do this, do this, do this,
yeah.
write this down, write that. Like, look at this. I realized I was losing you. I was like, oh my God, he's getting up. He's getting nervous. He's getting anxiety. And this is the John I want everybody to see.
Well, yeah, I don't want.
I'm learning.
I don't even know what it's called. A script or, you know, I mean, yeah. just, I like show notes. That's great. You want to write some show notes down? Cool.
Now I'm learning.
I really barely ever look at them because a lot of them, I mean, this I can actually, they've gotten better in these 10 weeks because, yeah, in the beginning I was like, I don't know what that even means. Did you go to doctor writing skills, you know, school when they do the
now the truth comes out. But this is the behind, this is the unplug. This is mm-hmm. what people don't get to see. Like there is a lot of work into doing what we're doing. But I'm motivated by the fact that I love what I do. I'm getting these messages from people. We're getting these messages from people. We're seeing numbers come in, which I asked him this week when I was rethinking intrinsic motivation and kind of, you know, bringing it in. I can't coach you. It feels, mm-hmm. it's not going to work if I do this to you. So I'm always trying to think of, in a learning process for myself, you know, I'm like, how can I re-spark that intrinsic motivation? Mm-hmm. So this is just why we're here doing this, what we're doing. I wanted to hear about what, because we all have it within us, but mm-hmm. we forget how to look for it. We forget how to find it. We forget what brings us joy. But once we tap into it, it's almost like that that part in your brain opens it back up to say, oh, I remember this when things made me feel good. And I want people to tap more into that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was getting into it with a little bit of that.
But I'll tell you what, not thinking back, in the beginning when I left, I was going to be a mechanic mm-hmm. and I'm like, nah, and I became a machinist. I just did that for total intrinsic. The money didn't matter. You know, I mean, that was like, boom, I just got to switch. Then now later I've harnessed it to like, this is really what I love doing. I can also make money at it.
Yeah.
That's great.
So I love that you're saying this right now, because I'm going to get to the next thing I started thinking. Mm-hmm. I started realizing you needed to see some numbers.
Yeah.
For the podcast.
Yep.
I was looking at the numbers and everybody heard me every week go, I don't even know how to find the numbers, but I can see them on YouTube and they're mm-hmm. fabulous. Like, I'm grateful for the views we have on YouTube. And the more people are watching us, the more money it's bringing in and the more right. money it's, you know, I'm over here watching this end of life right. of our life. I mean, and you're just out there working, doing what you're motivated to do. And this is, and I realize how can I, you want, anyway, I said, you got to look at the numbers. And as soon as you started seeing the numbers.
Oh, yeah. That you helped guys, again.
What did you say?
That helped, you know, re-spark it, you know.
That's what it was. That's what it was that I was like, this show's going to be the best. And I'm going to take it easy on the notes. I'm going to learn from this isn't working when I put too much pressure on it. We do yeah. much better. Like, I'm giving them a fist bump when we're yeah. just winging it.
Yeah.
And I'm learning. Yeah. Like, I'm watching this happen right now as we're doing it. I'm like, holy shnikes, I have been putting way too much. Like, I'm so busy being organized yeah. that I got over-organized. I'm not the best
communicator either.
Well, you're definitely getting better. I mean,
but I was just like, I just want to talk about stuff.
So I said, okay, actually, every time I went to say to you, we're going to talk, we stopped each other. We were like, don't talk to me right now. Stop. Yeah. We're going to talk about this later. We're going to talk about this later. And this kind of has to do a little bit with, you know, it's going to, what we tell ourselves, it's going to be all right. It's going to go great. It's going to go great. It's all going to work out.
Definitely.
Which is all part of that intrinsic motivation and what we use to stay on track with our goals.
Yeah. I mean, really, I woke up this morning. I was just like, this is going to be a great day. I love you. I love me. I love everything. And whatever I talk about, I talk about. No pressure,
and
man.
Then
I just want to do it.
And what did I
time.
Do to distract? What did I do to really make that kind of, I didn't let my type A kind of.
Yeah, you had a lot of restraint in everything you wanted to talk about, I think, yeah.
I had a lot of restraint, so I
couldn't. I mean, I love the notes. We have notes all over the place, which is great. I haven't even looked. I lose mine every time.
This is exactly what's
going on. I
don't
need them. That's
how are we doing it? You're listening exactly how we're learning from this stuff. So I realized, I got on my bike, and my bike's in the bedroom,
mm-hmm.
and you were still sitting there like, I was like, whatever he's... Oh, you were working on the numbers.
Yeah, I was looking at the numbers, and I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
I wrote a bunch of nice stuff, and
I don't know where it went.
But
well, I could pull it up. But
It was... I mean, it's just really great. And it was about just doing great, having a good time and everything. And then look, we have...
basically I was distracting myself on the bike with all the music and music mm-hmm. is my motivation. A lot of times I think that the music is talking to me and yeah. you know this.
Well, it's awesome when you just tell your phone, hey, turn on my playlist. Like, what do you tell it?
I say, don't tell it. Yeah, I can't right now, but I'll be like, hey, shuffle my music. And I say, universe, start talking.
Yeah, it's
now
great.
I know it's getting a little woo-woo in here, but he is here as my witness to the stuff that comes
great.
On.
I like it. When Queen comes on, don't stop me now.
And then I look at him, I'm like, what did I say? I go, it knows what I'm doing. And that's the song I listen to all the time when I would have a big event.
Yeah.
Or I would have to go talk on stage somewhere. And that's the song that I kind of started telling, you know, to give myself. But all the songs that started coming up.
Every one after another was just great.
It was, and my music is all over the place.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like Loretta Lynn to Metallica to... Uh-huh.
That's
now I'm getting into something new, actually, by the way. And I'd like to thank like Harlow's mom for this. She showed me Aurora and I cannot get it out of my head. I'll have to
talk
about
it. Is that a genre or a person or a
band?
No,
and it's amazing. Like I've never heard anything like it.
Well, that's awesome.
Anyway, next, yeah.
We're gonna have to check that out.
So I found the notes, by the way, that you wrote, and I didn't look at them.
Ask
them.
Well, once I started getting on her, because I noticed I grabbed a laptop and he had all the tabs open, so I would see all the numbers and all the awesome comments and things, and people are just loving it. And I just wanted to thank everybody for that. That's just awesome to see. I mean, what
it's
I
motivating.
Noticed, if I could say what I noticed, listener growth is above average, downloads are above average. Listener engagement is great.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
How did you find that? I just said, look at the numbers. I didn't say come back with all these
statistics.
Well,
their engagement is great with reviews and feedback.
Wow.
It's just, so we know. It's
Thank
awesome.
Thank you.
It really like throws another log on my fire. I feel frick yeah.
Yes. You guys, I got Johnny back.
Yeah. Well, also the numbers show we have good audience retention and completion rates.
Love you.
And subscriber growth.
Shut the front door.
I'm like, my heart is so big right now. I'm so happy.
I love this.
Well, yeah, because I summed it up.
Intrinsic motivation.
Yeah.
Coming in hot.
Turned more. I guess, is this extrinsic, seeing that? But it just fires my intrinsic more.
Extrinsic is more like, you have to do this or we're not going to make it to the top.
Yeah.
You know, you have to do this. Everybody's watching.
Like, I just wanted to do it because it feels good.
Boom.
And then seeing is, wow, it makes me feel good again. Like, gooder. Or better.
Yeah.
Better.
Yes, it's all of the above. I'll take it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this is. So, if I may say, this is awesome. That for the feedback, Everybody, thank you so much. This is exactly what we wanted to do in this podcast, is kind of use this as a example of how I'm coaching, basically. We're watching it. And you're watching it with everybody.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you're really seeing
it. I just see a lot of progress with people. Yeah. Just from week to week, like on her Saturday meeting where we're all there, and I get to see the people you've been meeting with all week. And I see them, and I've seen them last week and the week before and the week before. And I got to give it to you, girl. You're really crushing it.
Thank you. Because
they're kicking butt. They're feeling great.
It's amazing.
They're losing their disease. They're dropping some pounds on the way through.
It's amazing.
I mean, they're feeling great.
Well, I'm loving what I do. I'm absolutely motivated, and I have the biggest intrinsic motivation every day, and that is what I wake up to. And it didn't start with that. You know, people would be like, how did, you know, everybody's in this, I want to lose weight phase and I want to get healthy. You know, and I had to remind people, I started off where I couldn't walk around. And what I was doing when I was reminding people was I was tapping into what was intrinsically motivating me. I was really being self-aware of, like, well, how can I tap into this so I can explain it to them and break it down? And it really had to do with breaking it down and starting to focus on the wins, which I already have this really great coping mechanism within me.
Heck yeah.
From life and things that have gone on in my life. So those are, I know to always look forward to what's next and what could be better. And I know to always say, you know, things could be worse. I don't run on that, but I run on, thank goodness it's not like this, you know, and I can focus on this, or I can do something like this. So even though I was looking at, like, wow, I have to lose a lot of weight, I never said I'm going to lose 100 pounds. I never said that.
You never put a number on it. You never put the pressure on yourself.
No. So I didn't realize I already built that intrinsic motivation by not having extrinsic goals. Yeah. Like, if you don't lose 100 pounds, you're a failure. I just went with today felt good, and I focused on that I made it through the day.
And I want to feel like this tomorrow.
Another day, one day at a time. Mm-hmm. Every day it was like, this was my why. I wanted to feel better. I just wanted to feel better. And I wrote that out.
It's awesome.
To where I thought I was done after 20 pounds. Then at 30 pounds, I was like, this is still happening. Because I found the intrinsic motivation. Mm-hmm. There was no cap. I got to lose this weight 40, by this.
50, 60, 70. You're like running to the doctor now. Dude, am I all right?
I was literally like, I think I'm sick. I've ate too many vitamins. People don't know. Did I tell that story?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like how I kicked my doctor. I didn't even have an appointment.
I know.
I was like, I'm coming and be ready. They were like, what?
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way. Well, what was going on was I lost a tremendous amount of hair. That was the truth. So I was looking great. Everything was going great.
But, I mean, you notice it on, you know, you're like, damn, my hair is getting thin, you know, on my head. But I remember the day you're like, holy shit, I don't have any hair in my arms. I'm going to the doctor right now.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. Oh my God. And he went in there. We didn't even know we were going to get into this story, by the way. And this is maybe good to talk about, because I'm very empathetic to people who talk about their hair. So I go in there and I'm freaking out, like, I don't know what's going on. I'm ready to shave. So I've also called my hairdressers.
Yeah.
They've been with me for a very long time. Thank you very much, Michael. It was Michael and Rachel at the time. And they're like, girl, don't shave your head right now. I was going to shave my head.
Ready
I was
to go meltdown. Brittany, man. Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, hold on. I was like, I think I'm just going to shave it. It's so bad. It's so bad. No. I'm just freaking out. And I was worried about what everybody was going to think. You know, I've lost all this weight. This happened so fast.
That's what it was. It was a shock.
It was a shock to my system. So right away, Michael and Rachel were like, do not do that. You've got hair. Yes, you've lost a lot of hair, because I went into that. But they were like, this was rapid weight loss. I stopped a bunch of medications.
Yeah.
Like, my life changed dramatically. I did a lot of juicing.
There
in
was
the beginning.
A lot more healing that needed to go on inside.
Yeah.
Then your body was like, we're not going to focus on the hair right now, because this is more serious.
Well, it just happened. And let me be clear. I was doing a lot of juicing. I was eating, this is why I'm doing today what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So that I could talk about nutrition and why it's so important to nourish, to flourish.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
So there's more to it than that. But anyway, I knew how to turn it around. And I was thinking already then, I was like, well, I lost the weight, so I'm already happy. You know what I mean? That stuff all happened later. And by the way, when I went to the doctor, he almost like sat down like, whoa. I'd been seeing him for 20 years. He sat down like he was in shock. And I was like, I'm dying, aren't I? Like, I was very nervous and not very self-confident about what I was even doing at the time. And he just sat down and he was like, I can't believe what you've done. And I was like, I know, right? Am I sick? And he was like, no, I've heard about this. He said, I've went plant-based. I started off juicing, but I was already eating by then.
Oh yeah.
I was already eating. And I said, I've just lost so much weight. And he was like, no, this happens when people do like gastric bypass, when they lose so much weight so fast, you know. Mm-hmm. And it made me want to go back and reassess, like, what the heck, how am I doing this? And how much nutrition do I need? So here's where that catapulted into.
Even more motivation to learn about it all for the education, yeah.
So anyway, all my labs came back. He was blown away. And that was the last time I saw him, because I said, why didn't you tell me about this? Because, you know, he was in there and he was like, yeah, I've heard about this. This is great. All my labs came back great. My vitamins, my minerals, my protein, everything. He was like, keep doing what you're doing. So anyway, back to the intrinsic motivation that just continues to go. That did intrinsically motivate me to learn, to become like a ferocious learner of nutrition. Yep. And I came out of left field. You actually said something this week that was powerful.
Uh-oh.
No, you said it in class. And people mentioned it today, but...
Really?
Yeah. You said...
I can't wait to hear what I said.
You said something about knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Say it. You don't have to go to college to learn this knowledge.
In the cooking class. And I mean... That's right. This is so factual, because they're not teaching this in college.
That's right.
They're not teaching this in high school. They're not teaching this in grade school. Another one of my intrinsic motivations is I want to get this information out, because it feels good for people to say, wow, thank you for showing me this so that I can take care of this, or I could lose weight, or I could, you know, prevent and reverse disease and get at it.
Totally.
So that is my motivation. My intrinsic motivation started off with my own little wins, and I'm going to get this done. I didn't put an extrinsic goal on it,
right,
is what I've learned now today.
Mm-hmm.
And I know now that if I put too much on you in here, you will not be intrinsically motivated to do this.
No.
Wow, we didn't know how this was going to go, but I think this is a really great way to explain intrinsic and extrinsic, which I learned when I got into lifestyle medicine coaching, by the way. This is all how to coach people into finding their intrinsic motivation.
Well, that's awesome. I think we definitely, I got to read one more thing that I wrote, because I was just wanting to make sure.
If you guys are watching on YouTube, you can see that my notes are in his hand now, because I am organized.
Well, I should have printed this out, but.
I think we did, but I put it
I away. Think people are really feeling our compassion and drive to help people live a healthier, happier life. And the way I look at it is, you know, you got it, man. You got this intrinsic motivation and you got this fire going. And watching you as a coach and help all these people out is just amazing. It's like they run over with a stick and you light their stick. Like, so they have the fire within them. You're helping people with
You're getting me verklempt right now. Stop it. I'm getting like the nose burn.
Oh, geez. But it's true.
That's
you're
not just, supposed to happen.
You're helping people out. And it's a huge thing. It's awesome.
It's crazy.
Didn't honestly mean to trash your mascara.
It's not waterproof. It's, by the way, it's all plants. My makeup is 100% pure cosmetics. People ask me all the time what I use, and it's 100% pure cosmetics. I've been using them from the beginning when I started getting into the EWG and learning about chemicals and all the stuff that we're using. So it kind of... Anyway, thank you. Oh my gosh.
So not like supernatural, when you would like just slap your cheeks and make them pink.
Oh my gosh. Exactly.
Saw that in a movie once. I'm like,
thank
you,
by the way, for that. Thank you for that. I love my job.
That's like in a smallest little nutshell, that's what you're doing, is really helping people clear their head out and have room for their intrinsic motivation. You're helping them start that fire, really, I feel.
Because
it's hard to go at it alone.
It is. I mean, and that's part of what I learned with lifestyle medicine coaching. And then I have my own experiences that I really, really self-reflect on to think, how can I get through to these people that I'm so relatable to?
Totally. I mean, because you've really had a lot of...
Real
life experience. Exactly. Yeah.
Guys know, but maybe the bigger we get, the more I'll open up. Like, that's how I feel, you know?
It's just more things that you've gone through. So you connect with a lot of people, a lot of different people.
Yeah.
So it's.
And I feel for everyone.
There are a lot of human issues. It's not like male or female. It's just like
this is life. People go through. This is life. And when people are out there on the internet and they're talking about their life and they're telling everybody how to eat and they're giving all this advice and they're giving it, there's something missing.
Yeah.
They're not talking about really what's going on in the background.
No, they're not.
And I'm here to tell you that everything is not perfect and anybody can do this, but you have to find that intrinsic motivation.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, you got like right now, this moment, this is life. This we're living right now.
I'm not going to make this look easy. I make it look easy, but I want to also be real as what this unplugged is about. Like, this is really what goes on in life. It takes work to get this stuff done, but I want to let you know I'm so motivated by the feedback and the impact that it's making that I feel, I guess, like I want to share with you what's going on so that I motivate you more to know, like, it can what you're doing and what you're working on, you're going to get to it. You're going to get to it because I'm going to share with you that this is how it worked for me. We all know plants and eating more fruits and vegetables is great for us. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we stick to it?
Right.
Because everybody goes into this with a diet, or I have a date to get to, or I have an event that I need to make it to. Yeah, I want to
fit into this dress.
It doesn't work like that at all.
Not me. Like, not. I don't want to fit into the dress. You know what I'm saying?
There's it just doesn't these work
out,
like
these
that.
Out, these goals, these outside goals, extrinsic is not.
Or like I mentioned.
Lasting.
It's not lasting. You know? Or because someone's telling you to do something.
Yeah. That motivation. John, read this. I don't even know if that's motivation.
It's not, but what I'm saying is.
It's like just, you know,
well, like I realize if I keep putting these notes up and being like, hey, what about this? And we'll talk about this. We'll go over this. That was extrinsic and it wasn't going to keep you going with it. It got us here.
Yeah,
there's me being positive.
Even if you're writing out your somebody's own intrinsic motivation, well, this and this and this, but as you're trying to feed that to somebody else, it becomes extrinsic to somebody else. Like, that's not my, like...
Because somebody's telling you what to do isn't going to get you to do it.
Yeah, no doubt.
So if you want to get healthy, if you want to start a business, if you want to do anything...
It's got to start in here.
It's got to start in there.
Mm-hmm.
And people get distracted by a bunch of stuff too.
Definitely.
And that's also what I'm really good at working on, making sure that we're learning those tools to tap into it. Why am I talking about it, John? Because I've had to use all this stuff to get to where I am.
That's right.
You know, that's the background stuff that people aren't realizing. Mm-hmm. That's the background stuff that people aren't realizing. Yeah. I'm practicing the same 8 tips I talk about every week to my clients.
These are tools, man. These are tools of your trade.
Like, your plants
machinists
off tips, yeah.
have certain tools, yeah. mechanics have certain tools, plumbers have certain tools,
yeah.
carpenters have certain tools, and you, as a lifestyle medicine coach, have the tools to help everybody with all their shit.
From no matter all what you're doing for a living. Yeah, from years of working with people,
mm-hmm.
and from really being empathetic to what people are going through, because for a reminder, we're not doing this for money.
Yeah.
We volunteer our time. So that is
right.
why I thought, hey, how could we bring in intrinsic motivation and how the heck are these guys doing it if they're not even getting paid for it? Or people always say, like, how does this work with a nonprofit? Yes, we make money. You know,
we're not paying ourselves.
We're not paying ourselves. Right. We're motivated by people actually getting better and writing us and saying, hey, this is awesome, or listening to the podcast or sharing the podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys, that is what motivates us when we see those numbers go up.
Right.
And that works for everybody when you find something that you love and something that makes you feel good and something that makes you want to keep doing it intrinsic. So much that you can't think about anything else again.
It's like a happy heart. You know, and when other people do it, it makes my heart happy too that we're helping people.
Exactly.
That's really.
Wow, we really got unplugged here today.
I'm telling you.
I'll go over the 8 tips, by the way, if you want me to right now.
Well, yeah, but what I want to say is all these good stats, they're showing up, what we're talking about, in the revenue, in the payouts from these things, and they're going right into, from YouTube to go back into the community and really... help out with Plantspiration, you guys. It's awesome. And it's where we're getting results and people are really doing it.
What do I do with the money? What do I do with the money? Somebody would ask, or I need to get a transparency page up on the website.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So I do pay for an assistant part time. Uh-huh. Well, she practically works full time, but I pay her
part time
pennies. But again, she's and she's motivated intrinsically. Yeah, exactly. She's motivated to do this. My CFO volunteer, you know, all the people on the board are volunteer.
Yep, yep.
So where does the money go? The money is going towards, thank you for this, lights in here, the laptop that I, so I started this on my
phone.
This
very microphone.
This very microphone, the papers that I use, the folders that I use, all like this, it. And most of all, the most important part, of course, it's, you know, all this stuff. People have food this week because of donations of Plantspiration to stay plant-based. People have help with maybe getting some exercise in, or maybe some people need some extra things that are helping them on their journey, because this is not just about a diet. This is about a lifestyle. So the Plantspiration, all the people watching, donating, being part of the membership, signing up for our classes, this money goes right back into actually helping people. A small portion of it goes, what I was going to say, to like paper pens, you know, laptop lights. The majority of it goes back into, we give away memberships to veterans, to people who, you know, can't afford the $50. I don't want to even say that. People who need some help getting that done. Right. You know what I mean? Right. People go through tough times, and it's always a pay it forward.
Yeah.
It's a pay it forward. You know what I mean? They get to be a part of inspiring more people to do it. It's just a very good business plan.
It is. I mean, you're what subscription? Is it a membership?
Like a membership, a monthly membership.
That also is not just covering for you, you're helping somebody else too.
Exactly. I mean,
that's the main thing, and that gives people an intrinsic motivation
to
donate.
Yeah, that's what I did.
We help more people. It's just freaking awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Speaking of, it makes
my heart even
happier.
Thank
you, give me a little heart. See what I mean? I had to tap into a little bit more of what was intrinsically motivating you, because I saw that it was losing your sparkle to it, you know. It went from I want to do this to I watch you getting stressed out about it, and I had to really kind of tap into it, and this is working out really great.
Definitely.
Because say the next
there's no next part. Plants, I'm not looking at anymore.
Well, I know that I do have a little board that talks about keeping us on time. So this is about the time to bring in the Plantspiration health report.
I was gonna say that. I was gonna say, well, let's tap into how many pounds are up to, people checking in, and we've added onto it. We're at 1,024.4 pounds.
Wow. Where's the claps for that?
I'm telling you, they're here.
Thank you. YouTube can't hear it, but on Spotify or Apple Music or iHeartRadio, you can hear it on there. And I love the clapping. 1,024 pounds. Mm-hmm. Mind you, through the holidays, through all the festivities, everybody at Plantspiration is not just learning how to lose weight. They're learning how to maintain it and to keep gaining these healthy habits that last a lifetime, that we're showing you how it goes.
Definitely. If I could add to that, I really liked on a Saturday meeting, and people are like, okay, I haven't lost weight this week, but I haven't gained any.
Look at how and they're talking.
I know. That's what I mean. They're on a positive. I haven't gained any. This
exactly
is like the hardest.
Exactly why this works.
You know, through the holidays and all that, like, I didn't gain a pound.
I
didn't lose a pound, but I didn't gain a pound. Yeah, we're cheering.
Do you see how those daily challenges we work on so hard?
The calendar
we've been doing
that
for years.
You guys are doing it
years.
Great.
We've been building up a calendar and then listening to what people are saying. And then, you know, I'm taking in everything I've learned, and I'm continually learning about lifestyle medicine and behavior change and motivation. And anyway, we work really hard at getting that calendar to fit. So this month we got into focus. So, you know, these tools that we're doing every day are what build that focus and that self-awareness that help people find that intrinsic motivation. I'm constantly like helping them rethink their path so that it is, like we say, the highway to health. And when you go on a vacation and you plan the vacation, you have a destination, you have a goal in your mind. But vacations are just that, they're vacations.
Yeah,
it's a temporary thing. So I have to get them to see why it's so great that you just want to move there and live there forever.
Yeah.
On that highway to health, we want you to stay there.
Yep.
And we're really getting good at this. We've been doing this, I said, 12 years we went and did this. And then we went on a mission to teach everybody how to do it. While you've been off working and supporting me while I started this nonprofit, I have really built this baby up to be a global.
My gosh. I know.
And that has all been not just the weight loss and the you know, all that. It's the same process I've used to build the business and definitely to make that go.
I see it on all the stats too when I go on there, and then I can see a map of the world and I see little red dots in a lot of continents all around the world that are listening, and really they're inspired, and we got some good messages, and it's really great.
That makes me excited, by the way. I just want to leave a legend for my kids, is what I said in the beginning. Remember, they're like, why do you want to do all this? I was like, well, I want to leave a legacy.
Legacy.
A legacy, a legend. What the heck? Yeah. I wanted to leave a legacy for my kids. I just thought about that. You know what I mean? And why not go for that? It's not easy.
Yeah.
But we're gonna get to it. I guess I should say, while we did that Plantspiration health report, thank you to everybody who hands that in every week at Plantspiration.
Yeah.
We're really grateful. You're the reason why people are coming in here going, hey, I heard this. This was fantastic. I want to be a part of it. We just want to show people that this is the momentum. I know a lot of people are talking about it. I know that we know the research is out. We're just teaching people how to take action here and make these changes that last forever. Should I go over I have a list in here. I should go over.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Well, tips for finding intrinsic motivation. The number one thing that I talk to my clients and my members about is find your why. You'll hear me say this all the time. Find your why. And we get so distracted with life, news, negative stuff, hard stuff, obstacles, things not going right, mistakes that you're making, listening to outside information that just continues to cause analysis paralysis. So it we have all these things swirling around like a giant tornado. Or maybe that's just my head. But we have to keep focusing on our why. Why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. When you are right now thinking about getting healthy, because maybe that's how you found us, or maybe you want to start a hobby or conquer a goal, a career goal.
Yeah.
Find your why. It's the number one thing you could be doing.
Yes. No matter what you want to do.
I wanted to get healthy. I wanted to start a business so that I could make an impact. I wanted to leave a legacy for my kids, you know, something cool.
something cool.
Focus on the process, not just the outcome. Mm-hmm. And I think I kind of summed that up when we talked about, I wasn't thinking I'm going to lose 100 pounds and my family's going to, I didn't set a number on it. And people fail because they set a number on it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say fail. They get,
it's easy to get discouraged. I'm going to lose 50 pounds in 3 months. And then, man, it's like week 11 and I've lost 4.
That's,
you know, that is,
and now you've told everybody the pressure's on, the extrinsic motivation crashes. I'm gonna lose this for a trip. So I say focus on the process. Exactly. I focus on every day, like what did feel good, you know,
and
in the end it's gonna feel really good because I know this is gonna take a while to get there.
I notice people are like, they're like, okay, maybe the scale didn't move, but they feel my clothes feel different.
Always focus, you know, on the wind.
Stuff's moving around. Body's rearranging and really getting healthier, and it's awesome.
That is my number three, is celebrate, set small, achievable goals, like one day at a time, or noticing your clothes fitting. If you have this goal of I'm going to lose X amount of weight, you're going to lose your intrinsic motivation, and I want you to light that baby up.
Mm-hmm.
Number four. This is so important, and we talk about it every week at Plantspiration. Celebrate the progress. You will hear me constantly. Mm-hmm. The wins. For the members, for the clients.
Wins, micro wins, whatever you call, big wins, small wins, whatever you name it.
Look at what I said today. We've made it to episode 10. I guarantee you if you research that, there's going to be
a good percentage
of people that don't make it that way. Well, I learned with the nonprofit or starting a business, it's like there's a 80% of people or something. And correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I think it was like 80%. I heard
they
from
don't
my
make
CFO
it past 3 years,
something like 2 or 3 years. And when he told me that, I was like, oh, I did it. This is all I want to tell people is focus on the small goals. And you're not even going to realize how all these climbs that you've been making. Celebrate the progress is what I meant by that. Celebrate the progress, all the wins. Surround yourself with positivity. Tip number 5, surround yourself with positivity.
That's it.
If people aren't clapping for you, pay attention.
Yeah.
It matters.
It does matter.
It matters. And you can control that.
That really sucks.
Oh, which is number 6, focus on what you can control.
Yeah.
You can control that, but it does take work.
Uh-huh.
You have to remove yourself, you have to set boundaries, and you have to put yourself first to make this happen. Because if somebody would have been telling you back in the day, hey, that's pretty dumb that you quit $2, you know, that you took a big pay cut like that.
Well, that was stupid.
You know somebody was saying that, though. You know somebody was probably doing that. But you can't...
They, when you got a feeling, you got to go with it.
Focus on what you can control. And that was your positive thoughts about, this is what I love. This is what
me.
I love to do.
I can control me, my actions, my decisions, and how I respond or react to situations.
I love that.
I'm still working on it.
Hey, we all are, though.
Yeah.
Make it fun, tip number 7. And man, that is my middle name. I think Stephanie for an F stood for fun. Because I always say, if we're not having fun, we're doing it wrong. I say that very loosely, but think about how we've been living.
That's like weird because it's my saying too, but the really? F's are in our last name. If it's not fun, friggin' stay home.
Yeah, we're not doing it right.
I'm just thinking about it like at work.
That again is like another great coping mechanism. Like, we can find the fun and stuff. We can replay the fun stuff, but we do have to take work to tap into it.
Sure.
You know, it's a lot of work doing what we're doing, and we don't talk about it often enough. We do make it look easy, is what people
not
say.
Not everything is fun.
No, I mean, it's a long day when I'm working on my classes. Mm-hmm. For instance, you know, getting that ready on Wednesdays is a big day.
Our classes.
It's a
I'm glad you're doing the work on those classes. Sorry, I should have said our classes. No, I'm just kidding. You are doing all the work, and I totally understand that.
To make it look easy.
Yes. But it's a ton of work, and, you love what you do, I know you're not man, I'm just burned out with work.
No.
It's not, you're not sitting in a cubicle and that's real.
But there's a really tight schedule that I do, that you've watched me grow, and what I did was I started looking back at how could I do this? Well, I knew that I was a good scheduler with my doctor's appointments, with the kids' games, so I started tapping into believing, look at how good I was about, keeping a structure. So my structure started being, my lives, my coaching calls, my social media posts, this all grew in time, not overnight.
No, definitely. It took a while to really get your schedule figured out.
And I focused on the wins because everything didn't keep going right. So back to you guys, focus on what you can control. You can control your time. You can control what you tell yourself. You can control what you eat. You can make decisions. It's going to take, I didn't say it was always easy. But the win is how good you're going to feel when you do set that boundary and you do take control of what you want. I'm making it fun. And then I went back and forth a little bit.
It's all right.
And my number one, it should have been my number one, but it's number 8.
That's all right.
You hear me say this every day.
Mm-hmm.
Gratitude.
Yeah.
Practice. I'm not saying you're not grateful, is what I say to people. I'm not saying you're not grateful. But I want you to talk about how grateful you are for the things you have, because I want you to feel that gratitude and think about it like, I'm really grateful for this opportunity for a second chance at life. I'm really grateful that I got healthy. I'm really grateful for the impact that I'm making. I'm really grateful that I am doing it and that I keep doing it. See, I could just go off on that. Like, that is kind of like my meditation and my place that I go
this
to.
This next hour brought to you by Stephanie's Grateful you guys, Mantra.
What am I doing on the bike? I am just out We're there just yelling like, I'm so grateful I'm out here.
Totally.
This is what rides me, and being able to be here today to talk to you about these amazing adventures and these lores that we've gone on in our life and these experiences that we are learning are very relatable to so many people. Yeah. Not everybody sees the hard part that goes into it, and I just thought it was only fair that we did talk a little bit about it and that we do get vulnerable. We love the idea of the podcast. I mean, are you kidding me? We want everybody to get motivated. Okay. We want everybody to get healthy. We want everybody to feel better, okay? But it has to start somewhere, and we use this podcast as a way of showing, like, you want to start somewhere? We're going to show you how we do it, and we're going to take
you
through it.
We're just going to start something.
There's nothing to do but to do it, and you have to find your intrinsic motivation in order to do it. But if somebody's telling you to do it, or you're setting up a goal, like, I'm going to lose weight to get in this dress or to go on this trip, if it's not working.
Yeah. Let's reconfigure that motivation so you feel the fire inside.
You deserve it. Yeah, so wait a minute. I'm always like nervous to let go. Like, did I say everything I wanted to say? You did an awesome job today.
Oh, thanks. So did you.
No, really. Like, this has been the work of getting this going, but I'm excited. And we're going into doing this every week. And I said, I want to have fun doing this. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to be a hard time. Does this feel better this week?
Yeah. I
had to take it down a notch.
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, there's still notes all over. It's great.
I didn't even look at them.
Me neither.
Maybe once.
I lost mine.
I'm glad you did, because I found you. This is what we needed to do to get through this. And thank you for everybody for watching us on this journey. I think it's time to wrap it up.
That's right.
Thank you, Meyers, for your wonderful green fruits, vegetables, everything we get from Meyers. This week, I'd like to say thank you to the Trend Cellar. I went there in town, and I love them, and they helped me find some new clothes. Cool. Like, this intrinsically motivates me to... I didn't get to buy stuff like this. I've never been like this. So I want to tell them thank you very much. You guys are great. And the Black Orchid Boutique was the other store she went to. And I went over there and I was like, I can't wait to wear this for the podcast. And he's like, nobody's going to see you, but you do.
On YouTube.
Maybe on YouTube. Thank you guys so much for being here today. Remember to like, subscribe, share. We're really grateful. I could say it a million times to be here today, because I'm going to tell you this. Okay. You can do this. Focus on the things that you can control. Turn off the news. I know there's a lot of bad stuff going on all the time. We know that. We're fully aware of that. But we can't control all of that stuff.
Right.
That's the hard part, is getting yourself back to what you can control. And that's going outside, taking a deep breath, eating some more fruits and vegetables, drinking some water, thinking about the things that bring you joy and what motivates you to do the things that you love. This week's going to be a great week, by the way. I want to say We're also doing a class. I guess I got to plug it, too.
Plug it.
I got to plug the class. This is what I do during the week.
Plug it and unplugged.
All right. Well, this week we're going to be teaching a class, Eat Your Plants. And that's another big thing.
Like, I'm going to be teaching you guys how to make red lentil dal.
Yeah, it's going to be easy, so good.
So delicious.
We're going to be talking about fiber and how you have your own Zempic. We actually are using our own GLP-1 hormone inside our body. That's what the pharmaceutical company did. They took this and made a copy of it and sold it for a bunch of money. And the side effects coming in are not looking good. I mean, people are sick because of...
Well, plus they take these shots, they lose all this weight, and then...
They're helping people, don't get me wrong.
Definitely, but nobody's learning how to eat right.
Nobody's learning how to eat right, which is why I am on just this mission to teach people nutrition education and how to make these changes in your life. So I'm going to talk about why. First of all, we're on another big thing of our own classes that we dropped, and they're going amazing. This week, we're going to be talking about... We're going to break down fiber and how to use your own Zempic in class this week. I mean, and this is what's happening for people at Plantspiration, 1,024 pounds down and counting. Thank you, guys. I think this is a wrap.
This is a wrap. You guys have a
great
good
day. Eat your plants off. See you in class. And I think I should stop talking.
Okay.
Shut it down. We'll see you next week. It's going to keep getting better.
Definitely.